Tim Hasselbeck coming up at noon to kick off the third hour of Darren and Donnie. Chris Mason, fourth and final hour. Willie's partner in the TV booth. They're both off tonight. This game is going to be on national television. Remember, they had the max number of 12, and one of those games is again tonight. So national NBC Sports Network for Vegas and Nashville. We say hello to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Terry, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Are you doing, I'm sure you're pretty happy with Mussina and Mo getting in?
Yes, that was, not unexpected with Rivera, although a little bit surprised he got 100% of the vote. But surprised about Mussina, really. Had a very good win percentage, 270 victories, which was actually more than I thought he had in his career. But a compiler, sort of like Don Sutton, one of those guys that, was a good player for a long time, and then when you put the numbers all together, it looks pretty good.
The Titans have found their OC. What did you think of the hire within?
Well, I thought that by promoting Arthur Smith from being the tight ends coach, it was a way to give Jake Locker and the rest of this offense a little bit of continuity, not to have to learn yet another system.
Did you just say Jake Locker?
Did I say Jake Locker?
I think you just said Jake Locker.
Wow, I think I did say Jake Locker. Wow, Marcus Mariota.
Don't feel bad. I was talking about the upcoming 2012 Hall of Fame class earlier today. So maybe it's in the weather. Maybe it's just in the air today.
Maybe we're showing our age.
Maybe so. The brain cells are starting to go.
Marcus Mariota and, all the young receivers that are around and everybody, Derrick Henry, at running back, everybody – it keeps them from having to learn yet another system. Now, the drawback to that, obviously, is that Arthur Smith has zero experience as a play caller, so we don't know what his play calling and what his work in this system is going to look like, and neither does anyone else.
I said yesterday on the show that I think it's a huge gamble, and I'm a little surprised that Mike Vrabel, going into his now second season as a head coach, first ever head coach, is going to have his second offensive coordinator, and both are going to be calling plays for the first time ever in their careers.
A little bit risky. I can't disagree with that at all. I think when you have a first-time head coach in Vrabel, who's now going into his second year, 1 year under his belt, and he had a first-year play caller last year in Matt LaFleur, and now that LaFleur has gone off to Green Bay, you're going to have another first-time play caller in Arthur Smith. Now, granted, he does have the experience of having been on the staff pretty much longer than any coach that's in the building right now, because he's been there since 2011. But that, still doesn't, hide the fact that he's never called any plays before. He may have had a lot of input into the game plans and things like that, but he's not the one that is trying to figure out what play to call to beat the Texans defense and to keep J.J. Watt off his quarterback when it's third down and 5 at his own 40.
What do you think their offense is – what do you think they want it to be? That's another thing, because you can't say that they had that all of last year because their offense changed. What they started out to be is not what they ended up being.
Well, I think they started out wanting to be somewhat like the Rams. I don't think they have the playmakers or the skill position players necessary to be that high-flying of an offense. I don't think, that they have the ability to, rack up 35, 40 points a game, obviously, doing that. And I think Marcus Mariota's arm injury contributed to that pretty much. That was one huge factor. And then I think once they realized that they couldn't do it that way, Matt LaFleur kind of changed horses in midstream, and that's when he decided that he was going to ride Derrick Henry down the stretch, and that certainly paid some dividends.
So, Terry, this is something I've thought of a lot, though. With Henry's emergence down the stretch, do you think they are thinking, this now needs to become the centerpiece of our offense, where – as before, it was all about getting the most out of Marcus Mariota. But now that he's entering into his prime, he seems to have made a breakthrough here. Do you think there will be more focus on having him become a guy that could get you 1,500 yards in a season?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be able to get you 1,500 yards. Now, you know, keeping up that stretch of productivity that he had over the last 5 weeks of the season would be pretty tough to do, because, you know, now that people are going to be have an off season to study it and see it, you know, there's no guarantee he's going to be running for 150 yards every week. But I do think that they're going to have to incorporate him and make him a base part of the offense, and maybe lean on him a little bit more until they, you know, determine what they have with Mariota in the passing game, because, you know, we haven't really seen a healthy Marcus Mariota since year two. So you're looking at all the injuries that have piled up with him, and I think you have to look at it and say, I don't know how much you can that they can rely on him. So I think, to your point, I think they probably, out of by default, have to lean on Derrick Henry a little bit more and then try to bring the passing game along as the season goes along, kind of the reverse of what they did this year.
Can you provide any insight on what the program looks like for Jack Conklin in this offseason? Because it would seem to me that this is a very, very important offseason for him. It's an offseason he actually will be able to, you know, do some things that he wasn't able to do last year. And I'm sure his goal is to come back into camp and the offseason program in tip-top shape. It's a big year for him.
It's an even bigger year when you consider that the Titans have to make a decision on whether or not they're going to execute his fifth-year option for the next season, because, you know, that situation is going to come into play. I think they'll have until May to do that. But, yeah, it really is a big offseason, and 2019 is going to be a big year for Jack Conklin, because I think, you know, I think we all would agree that he was not healthy coming back from that injury just 8 months after having ACL surgery following the injury in the playoff game. And then I think he re-injured the knee there late in the year, landed on injured reserve. So now he gets a full offseason to try and heal and then be part of the off-season program and mini camps and training camp and all those things that he didn't have in 2018 as the Titans were installing the offensive system that Matt LaFleur wanted to run. So assuming that the offensive system is going to stay similar, then, you know, it can only benefit Jack Conklin if he has a full off-season to work in it. Now, there are some people that feel like that he maybe isn't as good a fit for this type of offensive system as maybe he was for what Mike Mularkey and Terry Robiskie wanted to run here a couple of years ago. So, you know, that, I guess, remains to be seen. I think the Titans probably want to see what a healthy Jack Conklin looks like. And then there's also the thought by some that he could be pushed inside to one of the guard positions if they want to make Dennis Kelly the full-time starter at right tackle. So, a lot of options there with Jack Conklin, and a lot of question marks as he goes into this offseason trying to get back to the form he showed his first couple of years.
That's a really intriguing thought, is Conklin moving to guard and Kelly becoming a starting tackle, because I think we all were kind of looking at the interior of the offensive line, the guards in particular, and wondering if that's an area of the draft they might try to spend a pick, maybe two, to look down the road there to try to bolster.
Yeah, it does give them another option. And also the fact that Quinn Spain is an unrestricted free agent, you know, it gives them another option if they decide not to sign him, or if they decide that they don't want to have to spend, you know, a high pick on an interior lineman and want to maybe use a third, fourth, fifth round pick on a guy and try to develop him for the future. So you know, it probably isn't the most plausible scenario of moving Conklin from tackle to guard, but it is an option if they want to go down that road. I think you will see some change on the interior of the offensive line, whether it's Spain leaving as a free agent or whether it's drafting somebody or bringing in a free agent to compete with Ben Jones and Josh Klein at center and right guard.
How does Arthur Smith last 8 seasons with that many staffs and stay in a building? I mean, it's just such a rare, rare thing in professional sports. I don't know the guy, so I don't know one way or the other. I'm sure you've had way more dealings than me. How does that happen?
Well, I know him a little bit, and, you know, and he seems like, you know, a personable guy. Seems like a guy that you know, gets his job done. He, you know, sticks to business. He's a smart, creative guy from what everybody says, and he's a guy that probably will be able to, you know, or at least they're hoping and they're believing that he's going to be able to figure out this thing of, you know, moving up to be the offensive coordinator and kind of put his stamp on it. I think, you know, he's well-liked within the organization, and I think, you know, when Mike Munchak put him on the staff, he was, you know, pretty green. He was a guy who had been like a quality control guy for the Redskins for a year or two. He coached a little bit in college, and he's just kind of grown and worked his way through the ranks. You know, Ken Wisenhunt decided to keep him on when he became head coach, and then when Wisenhunt was dumped in 2015, Mike Mularkey was the tight ends coach, and he became the interim head coach, and that opened the door for Arthur Smith to move up and become the tight ends coach. So he's you know, done a credible job, a competent job, you know, in every task that he's had with the Titans organization. And I think that, you know, the coaching staff, you know, even though there's been a lot of turnover and a lot of change, I think, you know, whenever a new coach comes in, he evaluates the people that are already on the staff to see who might fit what he wants to do, who he can work with, and who he gets along with. And I think, you know, it's a very, you know, positive thing and a good thing for Arthur Smith that he's been able to show that he has the value that he needs to stick around despite all the coaching changes.
Terry, good stuff. Really appreciate it, as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. I'm going to give you the odds. I'm going to tell you what are the odds of the Titans and who's the favorite to land Antonio Brown, according to Vegas. We'll do that to wrap up the second hour of Darren and Donick. That's next.